This is Passport to Texas. Lost and abandoned crab traps become hazards to marine life in Texas bays.
We are particularly concerned because of the ghost fishing effects. They continue fishing unmaintained.
When something gets in the trap and dies, it acts as bait, attracting more marine life, which in turn suffers the same fate. Art Morris coordinated the annual cleanup of derelict crab traps during his time with Parks and Wildlife.
And what we do once a year in February is get volunteers together up down the coast, and we try to remove all those traps that have been lost or vandalized or whatever that are potentially ghost fishing.
Volunteers have removed more than 31,000 traps in the cleanup's history. The cleanup traditionally starts on the third Friday of February and continues for 10 days.
Salvage laws in Texas, and once you put out a trap, it's your property, and nobody is supposed to touch that. So in order to get to these derelict traps, we have a legislative mandated closure.
This mandate gives citizens permission to remove derelict traps from their favorite fishing holes during that 10-day period. Find details about volunteering for this year's cleanup on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.